Hola.
Hi, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Good, not too bad.
I wanted to touch base real quick regarding Crystal Chalet.
Yeah, he called
You
me.
do remember that there are we have multiple loans for him right now, right?
Yeah, that I know, and that's
Okay.
what I was we were talking about, because we just did that Crystal Chalet SD one like a month
Right.
ago. So he just says he needs
Okay.
money. He says he needs money, and so I said that probably the best option we'd be able to get is possibly a smaller third position loan on the big business. And he's like, "Well, I send you the banks and you tell me what you can do." And I was like, "Okay." So I just thought I'd try Winsett because I seem to like him as a customer. And when we funded him originally, his on deck balance was 170, and now it's like 120 something. So maybe they'll do something like concurrent. I'm not sure if they'll do concurrent funding on a second position, but I don't know. I just thought I'd try it.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, the worst that can happen is we can find out that they don't like doing that, or
Yeah.
maybe they have some other needs in order to make it work, so.
Yeah. And then I thought if they say no, I'll just try like Knight and Everest for a third and just try to get him like a little something. Because, I mean, it's like one of those things where it's like you almost want them just to wait. But, if he wants the money, then I guess he wants the money.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what we get, and
Okay.
then I'll kind of weigh out and with you and decide on,
Okay.
if it's a $10,000 or $20,000 approval. Yeah, you're right. I mean, there's no chance ruining a renewal in 2 or 3 months for a
Yeah.
deal that small. So
Okay.
we'll just take a look once we figure out what our options are.
All right, that sounds good. And then Ruben told me about that thing with Trav, how that it's IOUs to own payment. I don't.
Yeah.
That's really weird that they didn't know that. Sorry, I didn't know it was, and I was just taking notes on what they needed, and I was like, okay, I'll find out what that is. And then I didn't know it was their payment. That's really odd. So I'm gonna talk to the guy over there and just let them know, see if
Okay.
because it was
Yeah,
just
because the
that.
American Express thing has been there, since the beginning as well, so.
Okay. And they don't have any other banks. That's just that one account. I don't see any transfers or anything, so I don't really know why they asked for
Nope.
that either. Okay. All right, cool.
That's
I'll
cool.
let you know if I get an update on that. I mean, we submitted that one on like May 12th before to OnDeck and all those places. So I mean, I don't know. I'll look at the numbers and stuff, and maybe it's getting close enough because he did get an OnDeck approval, but it was like a mistake approval because it was for 150K, and then they said nope, the balance is too high. Never mind. So it's like he's eligible to have an OnDeck approval. It's just his balance has to get down a little further with IOU, I think.
Yeah, exactly. So they approved it for 150. We went back and asked them to put it at 2 so that we could
Yeah.
pay off his balances and do another 100, and they wouldn't go that high. So I
Yeah.
think that's when they came back and killed the approval so that there wouldn't be any mistakes on their end.
Right.
So
So, okay. But maybe, if he just waits. But I'll see what IOU says. I'll let you know.
right. Sounds
Okay.
good.
All right. Talk to you later.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Bye.
All right, bye.